Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Taurus season vibes.
You know the fucking vibes. It's the food, it's the money, and it's the orgasms for the Taurus gang.
That's it. Welcome, guys, to a brand new week
at the Astrologers.
Cook Destroyer.
Which, that clip that got put in, Steph surprised us, and I'm dead. I heard it, and I fucking pissed my pants.
I kept rewinding it.
Oh, you guys, big fat tits, Cook Destroyers. I fucking literally, I almost veered off the road when I was, like, breathing.
I have to touch my tits every time I hear that.
I like, love them. They will be on this pod one day.
Oh, they will.
Oh, no, we're manifesting that.
They're probably going to fuck us. I hope they do.
Smack me with those big-ass watermelons.
Like. Dude, one of them has such big tits, I'm actually fearful. Like,
I just want to touch it. I just want to touch it. I want to just grab a feel.
Give me a concussion. I don't care.
Cop a bob.
Rock to the face.
Steph's like, Aquamars, slap me with a titty so hard.
Give me a cock cushion.
Oh, wow. I was going to say concussed.
A concussion.
But she went, she's getting slapped with a dildo, I guess. Listen. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I have to say, the last week's episode, when you said the hotel story and Steph put in.
Knock, knock, knock.
Wait. It's the astrologers. I
fucking died.
Played that back and back and back. And then when you were like. And then you were like, break yard.
Oh my God. I went for Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, I literally replayed that 20 times. I was crying.
I said,
in the car.
Break your heart. What was that? I went full Massachusetts. Park the car in the bar. I was like, fuck me. What happened? I'm a New Yorker. Bitch, I'm from New York.
I was on my way to dinner and I was crying.
I just replayed,
break it.
Like, what was that?
Multiple times.
What
oh,
was
my
that?
God.
That's not okay.
No, it was amazing. Is what it was. I'm going to put down a t-shirt.
Break it. And it's no taxation without representation on that pussy.
We love a good tea party. Mm.
Like Homer Simpson don't.
If you guys have any ideas for merch for us, let us know.
People have been writing it. I want slut butt. I want popsicle pussy. I'm like, we got you.
We got you.
We're gonna do merch soon down the road, and it's gonna be
it's
fire.
Gonna be
slut butt. I'll be Walgreens slut. I'll be in Walgreens slut butt.
Break out.
Fuck you. So we add a new country this week, guys. Which one?
Turkey.
Hey, welcome, Turkey. What's up?
Hey. I love how all these new countries are tuning in each week.
It's amazing. It's beautiful.
I'm obsessed.
It's my heart is like.
Well, like, we love that you guys are resonating, connecting with us, and you know,
yes.
We appreciate you being here. But we also have other social media platforms that, if you want to stay tuned and stay up to date, you should check these out.
We are literally everywhere.
Mr. Worldwide.
We're on Instagram at @_astrologers. Mm-hmm. We are also on Facebook at @TheAstrologers. And we're also on TikTok at @TheAstrologers. Literally everywhere you could find us. Posting videos, memes, you name it.
Check us out.
Mm-hmm.
So as we spoke about last week, if you're up to date, on April 26th, we are going to have a super pink moon in Scorpio. It's a super moon, baby. How y'all feeling? Because I know it passed. That was a great fucking moon. I mean,
amazing.
Gorgeous. It's the vibe. Intense.
Gorgeous, intense, the vibes. Everything was just right. Listen, Scorpio always gives me intense vibes, but I love, like, the water vibes anyway. So I was.
You're like, drown me.
I was just thriving.
It's like the full moon, you let go, and the water sign's like, let it go.
In my tears.
Now, I hope you enjoyed, because I feel like this full moon's, like, title was stability within rapid change, psychic cleansing, release, illuminations, awakening, secrets might have been revealed, shit comes to light. So, you know, if you got shocked this week, I'm sorry, but it's for the better, even if it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like we spoke about last week's episode, on the 27th, Pluto was going retrograde in Capricorn. I'm just going to give a little bit of a tidbit about this again, because we will be living in this space till October 6th. So we're going to be, get cozy, get the blankies, bitch.
Goddamn.
For a while.
Now, this can be a positive and negative. What was hidden and what comes up allows us to free ourselves from unnecessary things to evolve towards better paths. Look into your deeper emotions and ask yourself the questions that you've kind of been evading. Things we don't like or suppress in our lives, we will be urged to face and confront. Inner transformation will feel slower, but no need to rush healing. Don't ever rush that healing.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We talked about this last episode, like I said, so just be mindful during this retrograde. When it goes direct again, you'll find yourself in these situations where, like, yeah, we'll repeat mistakes, but now during this Pluto retrograde, after it, you won't. Like, you're like, okay, I learned, I saw where I was an idiot. I'm not gonna do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kills me is Pluto rules Scorpio. And it goes retrograde right the fuck after the Scorpio full moon.
Done.
Indicating that the next few months until October is all about guiding us to really feel and to really let go and to, like, fucking clean house as a collective.
Oof.
Get into it, bitch. It's about to get deep out here. Mm-hmm. It might be the Scorpio vibes.
The Scorpio vibes hit me.
Like, literally. On April 30th, Tarsus will be conjunct Uranus in Tarsus, because I said Taurus before and I got corrected.
Tarsus.
Tarsus. Now, this aspect brings change. What have you been wanting to change? You want some adventure? Now's the time to act. Because the energy is allowing you to make the changes that you've been needing, but also been slacking on. So get to it, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on May 1st, it's Beltane, which is one of the 8 Sabbats of the wheel. It symbolizes the half of spring until the next half of summer.
Ooh.
So we have gone through Ostara, which is the spring equinox, and we are approaching Letha, which is the summer solstice. This is the fertility festival, celebrates the union of the goddess and the green man, male and female coming together to create new life. So think about the masculine and the feminine balancing to bring in the new. Summer's coming, bitch. Get ready.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Get ready.
Mm.
So that's it for this week's astrological events. I guess we're going to dive into some slept butts. But, I think all three of us have one this week.
I got one. You got one, Stan?
I do.
I got one, too. I got a wild one.
We love to just get your dick and fucking de-spunk them fucking balls.
So this week, I have a story from a female Aries.
Oh, okay.
So I met with one of my friends from college. She was actually one of my first lesbian friends that I met in college.
Okay.
And we still keep in touch. We're very close friends. She's going through a somewhat of a recent breakup, maybe like almost 2 years ago. Okay. And she met someone new, a Capricorn.
Aries and a Capricorn.
Now, this Capricorn doesn't live in New York. She's always traveling around. Her main home right now is in Atlanta.
Okay.
So she goes back and forth between Atlanta, New York, North Carolina. So, of course, you know, they want to see each other. So the Capricorn flies out the Aries to Atlanta.
Oh, she got money. All right.
Yeah, she's flown her out a few times.
Wow. But Capricorns.
But the first time she flew her out, when she gets to Atlanta, she picks her up from the airport. They go back to her place. She gets situated. She puts her stuff away, whatever, you know. She gets comfortable and whatever. They go out. They have dinner. She comes back to her apartment.
Sounds great so far.
She kept adding fashion. Yeah. She said, I'm going to fly that pussy out.
Yep.
They get back to the apartment, and the Capricorn goes to the bathroom, and the Aries is just, you know, hanging around in the living room and whatever, just, you know.
Chilling.
She's yeah. Relaxing.
Being all cool. Aries, yeah. Just being like, bee-ba-dee-ba-do, but in the room.
The Capricorn comes out and greets her with a big, fat fucking cock. Of a strap on.
Oh my goodness. A real zaddy vibe.
Yo, came out, suck my dick.
suck my dick.
I have to pee, comes out with a strap on. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm weak.
Imagine she just, like, walks out with the strap on, it's like bouncing up and down. Like,
it was. That's what she did.
She showed me a picture of it. That shit is big.
Oh, God.
And that shit is thick.
Ooh.
And the Aries has never actually played around with a strap on before. So this was completely new to her.
Oh, God.
And there was no forewarning. It was like, I'm coming out strapped
she's
up.
Coming out, take it.
Zaddy vibes. That's a Capricorn for me.
So the Capricorn grabs her, throws her onto the bed, starts fucking her doggy style, and whips out the butt plugs. starts shoving them in, little by little.
Wait, how many of them? Or just one?
Oh, was it like
was it anal beads?
Yeah, anal
beads? It was the beads. Okay. So she starts popping them in, fucking her doggy style. Oh. The Aries is like losing her mind.
Because she's like, what's happening?
She was like, this is brand new territory. I don't know what's going on, but I fucking love it.
Oh, God.
This bitch dominated an Aries.
Yeah, a Capricorn dominated a fucking Aries.
I love it.
And she said that it was the best sex of her life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that. She said, what happened? Okay, anal beads. Ooh. I'm not mad at that at all.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Bend over, get that ass ready. I was like, oh,
wow.
It's a Capricorn being daddy for me.
And she flew her back a few more times after that.
And she got the beads. She got the beads and the big dick. The big strapper.
Wow.
It's the wild lesbians for me.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
She said, what happened?
It's an Aries getting dominated by a Capricorn.
I'm not surprised because they got that Saturn energy. They're like, you think you're rough? Bitch, sit down. No. When a Cap wants to fuck, they fuck.
If any Earth sign is going to dominate an Aries, it's going to be a fucking Capricorn.
Absolutely, 100%.
Now. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. All right, so I got a story. Remember our Pisces friend of ours?
No, how could I forget? She kicked Smush, the guy in the head.
Smushing sneakers in his face and stepping on his penis.
I'm not mad at it.
So we got another story from her. So this was with an Aries guy.
Ooh.
So this Pisces friend of ours, she dabbles in the aughts. You know what I mean? Like, she's not an amateur, obviously. We've heard from the story that she said in the a couple weeks back. But with this specific Aries guy that she was with, I think he wanted a threesome or something, and she didn't want to do that at the time or whatever. And then he showed her the toys that he had.
Yes.
It's not like a pocket pussy, but it's like a silicone ass. So
like
it's
a
like
whole ass mold.
A whole ass mold of a butt cheek, but like with the, you know, with the whole, all the holes and everything. And he was like, hump it.
And what she did?
And she likes. She aims to please, and she humped it.
She scissored a pocket.
It's not even a pocket puss. She scissored a silicone puss, but everything. She literally. She scissored a mold.
So she scissored a silicone ass and pussy mold.
A jelly ass and puss. I'm not mad at it, but I've never heard of that ever. Like, I've never heard that there's an actual mold.
I've seen it in a sex shop. They have a whole mold. Like, porn stars make them, and it's like a whole, like, their ass with the hole and, like, the pussy and, like...
Very interesting.
It's literally, like...
It's big. It's, like, the size of this fucking table. Like, it's big. It's like a whole ass.
And you could put your dick in there. You could lick it. You do whatever the fuck you want to do with it.
Or, in her case, grind on it she scissored her mold. She was like...
Grind on it? Okay.
Well, grind on me. I'm a pocket pussy.
Then the same Aries guy, he loves to get pegged. So he wants her to peg him. She's like, all right, whatever. She's using the toy. She's going to start pegging him, whatever. She's pegging him. But she's using her hand. She's not like using a strap on or anything like that. And she's pegging him. He's like, harder, harder, deeper, deeper. And she's like, there's nothing left. Like, the whole thing is in at this point.
What do you want the toy to go in his ass at that
point? At this point, might as well. Her whole arm was in there with her elbow at that point. It might as well. Because she's like, "This literally, it's all the way in. What do you want from me to do? Like, dude is nuts.
She said dude he's fucking crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
I can't.
It astonishes me how guys secretly like to, you know.
Getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
You know what? Y'all got your prostate, but it's okay. Don't feel shame. Straight guys, at least, are like low-key about it. Like, oh, fucking ass. Like,
Pop a finger.
You want your booty touch. Shut up.
The amount of straight men that I know, even like my friends who've dated guys, and they'll say like that her boyfriend, like my friend who's a Cancer, her boyfriend, who was also a Cancer, loved like not pegging, but he liked like ass play. Like he just like loved like toys up his butt and shit. But yeah. It sounds that it's not uncommon, but it's actually very common.
It's very common.
Peggy.
Peggy.
You better start working out, girls. And guys, they want some toys up them tushies.
Oh Lord, so that is my celeb bud for the week.
Mine's not so much on the slut butt, but it's more the story. Let me take you guys on a journey.
Take me back.
So this is our Leo friend.
I love him.
Had many a stories. Now, Leo has not hoed in a while. The first post-pandemic romp meets up with this guy. I'm calling this Grindr Chronicles.
I love him.
Meets up with this guy. Now, originally, he was supposed to hook up with this other guy, and he had prepped because he was going to bottom. The guy canceled. He was pissed because, you know, you got to prep your tush, whatever.
I'll be pissed, too.
Prepped and ready, back on the app, finds a dude that's, quote-unquote, mostly straight. Now, listen. He goes and meets this guy. He's here staying from somewhere else for work. This guy is super paranoid, doesn't want to be seen with him because there's coworkers in the building, whatever. They don't know that he hooks up with guys. So... He wouldn't, he's staying in a hotel, wouldn't take the Leo to the hotel room. Now we find out why later, but turns out he was actually staying with a coworker, which is why he couldn't.
Oh, okay.
So they meet up, they go to take a walk. Now the other guy, who ends up being a Sagittarius, we found out, had a random beer in his pocket. Didn't even bring the Leo a beer. Rude. Whatever.
I love how he's a random beer in his pocket.
Just random beer.
Just a beer.
Just a beer. So they end up by an abandoned building because they took a walk.
Oh,
now, the building had a shed that was, like, concrete, like, next to it. So they both, like, take a pee, and then there's, like, hedges, and they're, like, hanging out. They're talking. Now, right when the conversation starts getting, like, a little spicy, the Sag is flirting. All of a sudden, you hear, put your fucking hands up and come out. Put your fucking hands up and come out.
Oh, boy.
Come out one by one. It's two narc detectives.
Oh,
they get searched. They get cuffed. Now, I said this is your first dick appointment since the pandemic, and you almost got arrested. He goes, I was going to shit my pants. He goes, I was done. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, God.
They get searched. They get cuffed. They get separated. They both get interviewed by detectives. Apparently, they were in a drug hotspot, and they had no idea. They were just trying to fuck in the bushes behind the shed.
Did he tell the cops that? Like, we were just trying to have sex?
It gets better. So, turns out the guy had brass knuckles, a knife, and pepper spray. I said, LOL, were you going to end up on a murder makeup mystery Monday? I think so.
I'm fucking done. Bailey Sarian out there.
Literally, you would have been on Bailey. Yep. Bailey and Kendall Ray would have been talking about you.
Done.
So, this is funny. The cops interview both of them. Now, the Leo is like, yeah, you know, Grindr, we're going to hook up, blah, blah, whatever. Now, the other guy, I guess, was, like, more withheld with his info. Fun fact about this, where I said he was kind of straight, is because at the end, when the cops are like, oh, you got, like, they let them go, they're fine, this took, like, 30 minutes. He goes, well, how come he admitted it before you do? The guy goes, he's gayer than me. And the cop goes, I didn't know there was levels to this shit. The guy goes, yeah, there is. So now they go back to the hotel, and still the guy doesn't want to go in the room. Now they're searching around. He's going in staircases, climbing
floors. So wait, they're still trying to find a spot to fuck after this.
And he's like, why can't we just go to your fucking room? But at the time, we didn't know that he was staying. We're like, why can't we just go to the fucking room? Like, why can't we go? So they find a parking area a floor down. I said, this is Hotel Cecil. They almost went to the rooftop. I said, well, we're going to be Hotel Cecil in this place, floating in the water tank.
Oh, God.
I said, don't go to the rooftop ever.
Oh, God. God forbid.
So they find a parking area floor down. Now there's another concrete shed. Mutual head behind the shed. That's what happened.
Love that. This story is hysterical, first of all. They're like, the fact that they got handcuffed, interviewed, all this, and they still were like, let's still find
a
spot to fuck.
But this is the Leo. At first he's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, that's how I know you're a Leo motherfucker. Because you were like, yeah, we got detained, we got arrested, we got handcuffed, but...
But let's continue looking for a spot.
But all right, head shed, I'll go with you. Let's go.
But we're still here. Let's go and try to find a deep.
Can you believe?
Unbelieve.
Now, apparently they stopped them because that guy looked like someone that the narc bought, like, substances from previously. Oh. But turns out this guy's not from here. He just got here. But I think that hotel is a hot spot because the next night the guy got detained again with his coworker and they got questioned. And I'm like, maybe that's a shitty hotel area.
Yeah.
That must be a drug hot spot. But could you imagine going for a dick appointment and getting detained? And then and head behind the shed. I'm done.
Head behind the shed.
Was the head worth it?
Apparently it was, yeah, you know, they both. And the Leo was like, oh, I don't know how I feel. I'm uncomfortable. I was like, yeah, but you still did it. That's
he's
how
like, I don't know how I feel. And Izzy's whipping his dick out. He's like, I don't know. Whoops.
Love
suck
that.
Suck it.
Suck on my dick. But yeah, you know, that's our Leo story.
It's
the Leo being with the shits for me.
I cannot. I love it. The brass knuckles, the knife.
I'm like,
why?
I'm like, was he gonna kill you? I'm like, were you gonna get killed? He's like, no, I don't think so.
He's like, oh, he only got brass knuckles and a knife in his pocket, but
no
we're still gonna
deal.
Try to find some place to have
yeah,
it, to get head.
But we're still gonna have shed head. I'm like, love that. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Not mad at it.
So on to the main segment of the pod.
Ooh.
We going into Saturn. Hey, Zaddy. Now, as you noted by now, we dedicate an episode to each planet, and now it's Zaddy Saturn's turn.
Mm.
We all have a Saturn placement, and it's usually generational. Seeing as Saturn takes 29 and a half years to travel through all 12 signs, which means it spends about 2.5 to 3 years in each sign. Now, Saturn is associated with restriction and limitation. Saturn gets a lot of shit because people find it depressing. But in reality, this planet brings structure and definition and limitation, which is needed, even if we don't want to admit it. One Saturn sign can show how you approach responsibilities. It can also point to some transits that we might have difficulty expressing ourselves naturally or even accepting these traits being part of our persona. Now, you already know we haven't done houses, so today we'll just be walking through all 12 signs in Saturn. Think of Saturn as your inner parent figure, and sometimes you gotta bark back to grow and get it done. So let's get serious.
Zaddy!
So zaddy vibes for me.
Do you guys know what your Saturn is?
Mine's in Capricorn.
Ooh. Mine's in Aquarius.
Mm. What's yours in, Nikita?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
Biscuits.
But you know what? That makes sense because Steph is older than me, Capricorn. I'm Aquarius. I'm older than you.
And
you're
Pisces. I'm only 2 years old. I'm a baby. So
she baby.
I'm a baby.
Babies. Now, as usual, we're going to start in order of the wheel. Saturn in Aries. Now, leadership is natural for this placement. They aren't afraid to go out and get things going on their own. Combat and competitiveness allow them to smash goals. But they can also get very annoyed when others aren't holding up the end of their work. Mm. Saturn's worst quality is selfishness, and Aries' worst trait is the interference with the plans of others. There's a bit of a confrontational vibe about Saturn and Aries. You may make people feel pressured when trying to get them to do your will rather than their own. Mm-hmm. Don't let impatience ruin all the good work you do. Feelings of inadequacy might also spur up and block you from tackling shit. Tell that little voice you had to fuck off.
Ooh. Fuck off.
Fuck the fuck off.
Bye, fucker.
Bye, fuckers.
Now, moving on to Saturn in Tarsus.
Tarsus.
Extremely persistent, which often leads to goals getting smashed. Now, here, this gang can tend to put too much into the idea and obsession with material possessions and wanting to always get more, more, and more.
Typical Tarsus.
I know you were
give
not.
Give me more.
It's Britney, bitch.
It's a Tarsus, bitch.
They can actually become depressed due to worrying about what might happen, or when it does, will they have enough money? Possessions? You need to be mindful and reevaluate your values and where your security comes from. On the positive side, they are hardworking and determined. Super disciplined, hard work is their jump off.
Oh.
They just need to learn to forgive and forget a little better. Super loyal also. They are all about building the structures that will last. Don't let the obsession with material objects be your fucking downfall.
It's the obsession for us all, just for me. Okay, next we got Saturn in Gemini. Now, this gang needs to learn to discipline your mind and learn to think and act methodically in order to find success. Saturn here steadies the mind and helps control that natural flightiness of a Gemini. That was a lie. This is a good position for Saturn, but they just need to develop faith in the future a bit more. This placement is a bit more prone to cynicism and depression and pessimism. So just be mindful of this if you have this placement. They can tend to carry a bit of nervous tension, so be mindful of this as well. They possess immense thinking and organization skills. Able to focus on deep and difficult matters and come up quickly with solutions to said problems. In order to get shit done, you've got to hone it in and focus on one fucking task at a time. Listen, Geminis.
Focus, motherfucker.
One at a time.
I know you like to bounce around, but you got to just focus and do that tunnel vision real
Take
quick.
Take that a roll. Focus. Next is Saturn in Cancer. In true Cancer fashion, it's the protectiveness and perseverance for me. Now, this is a difficult one, seeing as Saturn rules Cancer's opposite sign. So on the downside, Saturn in Cancer needs to be mindful of depressive tendencies, and it is something they need to learn to overcome. Mm-hmm. It is the unconscious fear of being hurt by others can actually cause them to withdraw from connecting with others. Unlike most Cancer energy, these guys are obviously kind, but they can also at times lack empathy. You often find emotional security in land and property, as this can alleviate those subconscious feelings of not having something to fall back on. So in the matters of getting shit done, they need to step back from those inner feelings of insecurity in the realm of connecting with others. The challenge of Saturn in Cancer is to respect emotions without blocking them or allowing them to overspill in daily life. Now listen, like I said before, these guys are caring as fuck. Mm-hmm. And they can thrive in a working service that connects with others and helps others. Also, domestic matters are A1 to this gang. Saturn in Cancer is able to make the best of a bad situation, but just needs to give themselves a little push to move forward. Mm-hmm. Get out your bag, ho.
That's it.
Get out your fucking bag.
Moving on to Saturn in Leo.
Rawr.
Rawr. Saturn in Leo possesses a diplomatic and leadership ability. This is also a difficult one, as Saturn is in detriment in Leo, aka Saturn is structure and rigid, and Leo is all about being exuberant. Now, they are gifted with immense strong will. They can also be self-reliant and conservative, but they are extremely efficient. They can have a hard time expressing emotions and affections, which can come off as cold and unloving. Love and work is motivated by strong feelings of duty and responsibility. They often express love and affection by materialistic gifts. Yes, they may find some struggles, but it isn't to make them feel defeated, but rather to help you open up to the way you create the opportunities in your life. Saturn and Leo needs to work on expressing themselves in a comfortable manner, thus aiding in one's self-growth.
I see that. Rawr.
That's Rawr. It. That's it. Moving on to Saturn in Virgo.
Virgo.
Saturn in Virgo is a thorough worker, and if not careful, they can be overly self-sacrificing. Immense common sense and ability to manage others, but maybe a bit over the top when it comes to being a perfectionist. Ugh, typical Virgo shit.
Facts.
Often thriving in areas that call for attention to detail. Prone to depression because of hypochondriac tendencies.
Virgo shit.
This gang also desires solitude at nights. It seems they are so over the top with an obsession and responsibility stems from their fear of chaos. The biggest challenges are that they associate change and unknown things with fear and anxiety. It's the Virgo for me.
Deadass.
A lot of these Saturns are, like, prone to depression.
Well, Saturn's, like, your parental figure, like, the structure, like, the inner voice. It's like, no, boom, like leading. And, like, sometimes it's not the nicest. Mm. Like, it's not like Jupiter that's like, oh, my God, luck, fortune, money, fame. Saturn's like, no, bitch, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Get it the fuck together.
Is it like a shadow planet? Like, not like Chiron. Chiron
is like shadow. Yeah, it's more so like the structure and the thing that you need to instill, and a lot of us maybe fight or we don't want to do. Like, it's an area we struggle, but Saturn gives you structure there that if you fight it, you're good. If you don't, then you're like, blagged it.
Blagged it.
Now, moving on to Saturn in Libra. Saturn's goal here is to establish the ability to relate to others in a fair manner, which means they accept responsibility for only half of what the situation is at times. Thus, meaning they need to be mindful of understanding the consequences of one action and where one intention ends and the other party's begins. Saturn here can also affect relationships in true Libra fashion, as Saturn is about identity and Libra is all about serial dating. Just kidding. Wanting to commune with others. I mean, come on. You know no Libra loves to be alone. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. They tend to think that they can find stability and structure in life by communing with another and merging. But on the other hand, depending where Saturn lives in your chart, some Libra Saturns can actually hate the idea of marriage and also feel that they'll never find a partner.
Yeah.
So it's about finding the balance in true Libra fashion. Get it together.
Get it together.
Mm-hmm. Now moving on to Saturn in Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Unlike most Scorpio placements, this gang can feel uncomfortable expressing or connecting with your deeper and more irrational emotions, especially jealousy, which can now limit them because people can find them difficult to understand because they are so fucking reserved and secretive.
That's Scorpio vibes for me.
Scorpio vibes.
Typical Scorpio.
It's the zaddy Scorpio vibes.
The action of Mars, the second ruler of this sign, paired with Saturn, is actually a great combo.
Ooh.
Whatever they work towards is done with intensity and passion. This gang needs to learn when and how to let go, especially with holding on to feelings such as anger and malice. It's also said that they are prone to hemorrhoids.
Hello. Wait, what? Each sign, like, had a thing, but, like, that one just fucking killed me. Where I was like, y'all prone to hemorrhoids? Y'all better relax. Like, don't force your shit. Like, you get roids out here, bro.
Oh, Lord. Imagine, it's like, you ask somebody what's your Saturn Scorpio, it's like, how much
do you need preparation H?
I'd be like, how's your asshole?
Like, you need some cream?
Like, how do you know?
I fucking died. I didn't include the other, like, medical ones, but once I saw hemorrhoids, I said, I know you're not fucking lying. It's a Scorpio going, for me.
I'm done.
It's the universe telling you you got hemorrhoids. Like,
it's the universe telling you your ass.
It's in the stars.
You have hemorrhoids by design.
If astrology isn't real, then why is your asshole fucked up if you're Saturn and Scorpio?
You want some preparation age, baby? We got you. We'll send you some. It's good for your under eye bags, too.
Oh, God.
That shit killed me. I fucking was laughing for like a good 10 minutes.
Enough about hemorrhoids. They also have a mind that is mechanically oriented and are resourceful, even when things are a little weird. Just be mindful of those mysterious Scorpio vibes that can cause some fucking troubles.
Of course.
Typical Scorpios.
Cause some trouble in that butthole is what
they call it. Your ass hurt. It's okay.
Oh, Lord. Moving on. Enough of the butt talk. Saturn in Sagittarius. Now, at its best, Saturn here gives a charitable and philanthropic turn to the mind with the desire to benefit others through discipline. Very intuitive and philosophical and persistent. They mature mentally later in life, so in early life, they tend to never take things at face value, regardless if it's a person, thing, or anything really. Sag searches for the truth, and Saturn here welcomes this shockingly. On the downside, their version may be the only right version, so they just need to be mindful of this.
Sag culture.
It's like, a Sag acting like a tourist.
I'm right. Like, shut up.
Don't waste too much time proving to others that you're right and they aren't. Saturn and Sag can highly benefit from meditation as it can help them to further develop and grow. Now watch that sarcasm, y'all. Mm.
Now moving on to one of our host placements, Saturn in Capricorn.
Zaddy.
Zaddy vibes. Mm. Now, Saturn is at home here, guys, so safe to say it kind of thrives, but as much as Saturn's rigid ass will allow itself to. This gang is ambitious, self-controlled, and easily organized. Discipline and hard work is what brings reward for them. On the downside, they can tend to take things too seriously and hold duty and responsibility so high that they cannot often enjoy the moment of things. Also, there is a work and struggle play. Saturn and Cap wants to work. No, I'm kidding. Wants to work, which this can cause them to feel a bit lonely naturally, and this is why they dive into work so heavily. Tying self-worth to material values at some point in life, Saturn and Cap doesn't like to break the mold and can be sensitive to the opinion of others because of their own self-conscious. They need to chill and find a balance.
Damn, girl, how you feel?
How does Saturn and Capricorn over at this table feel?
I feel seen. I feel hurt.
Oh, damn it. I feel triggered. I'm leaving. I'm going home. I'm going to be lonely. How do you feel about that being a Saturn and Cap?
I knew you had some zaddy placements in there, that Capricorn.
She got the zaddy of all zaddy. She got the Saturn in Cap.
And that Mars
I
Aquarius.
Have a stellium in Capricorn.
You do.
Generational, yeah.
All of us do, I think.
Yeah. Majority of us do, yeah.
Well, I definitely agree that I'm very organized. Sometimes can't balance things out because I have like so much going on and it like drives me insane.
Do you feel like if you dive into projects is like,
oh, I want to have my hands like all over the place.
She's like, I'm gonna dive in.
But also I've noticed that my mom, for example, she's like a workaholic, like to the extreme. So I kind of see that and I tell myself that I don't want to be to that extreme because it causes like so much stress and this and that in life, and I just don't want to be like that. So I'm always mindful of that.
So it balances that cap. It's like work. She's like, I don't want to be like that. No.
Like you have to, like find it says, balance, you have to find balance. Yeah. Like it's not all about work. Like you have to enjoy yourself as well. You know, you can't burn yourself out.
Absolutely. Work too much, you miss your life. You're like, hello?
Yeah.
Life goes by.
Exactly.
I ain't never been to Florida.
I never been on a plane.
You would never been to Prague.
You bitches couldn't even spell Prague. Could you bitches spell Prague?
Okay. Where my inches at? I'm going to do that on the jet.
Ring the alarm. That's not even Nikki. That's Beyonce. Whatever. I don't know what's going on tonight. We loopy doopy, stoopy poopy. And I'm not mad at it.
I know. I'm like,
Nikita hit the pen.
I almost was, but I was like, let me not.
She's like, after the pool.
I'm going to hit the pen with KFC Yeti.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
It's tourist season, so you know they're getting KFC. Last week it was fucking Wendy's. Now it's KFC.
We're fat as fuck.
It's tour season. Fill your bellies up.
I brought cake. I brought chips.
And that's what the guys,
Nikita brought a whole ass cake.
A whole ass Entenmann's cake. She's like, oh, guys, I brought snacks. Bitch brought a cake. I said, tell me you're a tourist during tourist season without telling me you're a tourist during tourist season.
I'm thriving. Leave it be.
I'm going to eat the fuck out of that cake.
That's it.
I love cake.
What kind of cake?
Girl? All kind of cake.
She likes ass cake. Pussy cake.
That's the thing.
Enough of the zaddies. Let's move on to Aquarius.
Aliens.
Oh, we got a Saturn and Aquarius in the building. We got a Saturn and Aquarius.
Saturn and Aqua possess practical common sense and discipline and inner strength, which provides stamina.
You got stamina, baby?
I got stamina.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They may be easily able to connect with others in a friendly disposition. However, they may find an issue with understanding other people's goals. They strive and move goals by using mental energy. They also are inventive and think ahead. On the downside, they can be detached.
Excuse me.
And a bit too serious.
Black.
They need to work on learning forgiveness. Naturally free and thrive in self-expression in an independent manner, which can be hindered by intellectual or social insecurity, which leads for them to rebel.
Oh, damn.
I'm on a highway to hell.
Even though Saturn is another ruler of Aqua, the mental constraints lead Aqua Saturn to break the rules and go against what they feel contradicts the greater good. How do you feel about this?
I feel seen. I do.
It's the detachment for me.
Suck my dick, both
y'all. Pull it out.
That's when I was like, and then you hear.
Fuck the shoes.
That's not porn.
It's that type of porn tonight. No, I feel like when I want to work and things do, I'm very like inventive. I'm very hardworking. I put things to filtration and I kind of have a free thinking, weird spin on it. Not your typical thing, but at the same time, I can be detached and I can be aloof. And I also sometimes have a hard time understanding why people do the things that they do. Because I'm like, you say this, but you do this. Why you do that? Like, that ain't what you want to do, but you're doing that. And I'm like, I guess it's like from an introspective point where I'm like, the fuck? So, you know, it's the Aquarius weirdo vibes for me. Oh, you reading your own? So we got the next one, and she's reading her own. I'm here for this. Let's watch her breakdown. Let's go.
Saturn and Pisces, gang. Rise up.
Pisses.
Rise up.
Saturn and piss.
I know you're lying. I don't claim this.
But this is you, though.
All right, Saturn and Pisces, gang. Let's go. All right.
Jump off.
Now, Saturn and Pisces can have a big difficulty with setting boundaries with yourself and others. Ooh,
she's
God.
Laughing because the Saturn and Pisces.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't. I don't even.
You want us to read it? I'm kidding. She's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
How dare you slap me in the face?
I'm sorry. I slapped all of us in the face.
Oh, God. Okay. Or to be disciplined and organized as you want to be. They are naturally intuitive and sensitive and self-sacrificing to a point as... They can find issues because, unlike in true Pisces nature, they don't want to fully identify with their emotions, so they evade them.
Bitch, you detached too. What's up?
I sure am. I do detach. Now, as you know, Pisces is the elder 12th sign. Oh, baby, I'm the eldest.
Baby, you ain't a Pisces. Shut up. Now she don't claim that she's an elder. She be shitting on Pisces this whole part. Now she's like, I'm a Pisces.
I'm the eldest. No, I'm the eldest of the Saturns. All right, I got wisdom.
All right, Grandmommy Wop.
I got wisdom in these streets.
All right, Grandmama Wop.
Pisces and Saturn, you must reap what you've sown in past lives in order to have Saturn extract his payment during this time. Damn.
Pay up, bitch. Pay up.
Damn. Downside. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Negative and moody. Oh. As they can take life too seriously. They also feel a lot of karmic shit that they deal with now. A Pisces Saturn feels it from the past. Depression can set in if they feel they aren't treated right or success takes a lull. Teaching others what they've learned is how they can form the road to self-growth. They aren't big on being vulnerable, but in order to grow, they tap into this. Oh,
how do you feel? You had to read it. You was choking up. You was like...
This took me a while to read it. I mean, damn.
Pisces and Saturn suck.
Kiss my butt cheek.
This shit.
Like, oh man, where do I even begin? I mean, that first sentence really slapped me in the tits. Like, having difficulty setting boundaries with myself? Where's the lie? To be disciplined and organized?
It's Neptune squaring up a Pisces.
Moody.
You felt that?
Yeah, but I'm intuitive, so I like it. I'll take it. In true Pisces fashion, I'm like,
yeah, but I'm fine. It's okay. Rose colored glasses. No big deal.
I'm like, but I'm intuitive. Fuck the other negative traits. At least I'm intuitive.
Meanwhile, it's like depression, idiocy. I'm kidding.
I know you're fucking fucking loud.
Moody.
Moody. Creepy. Okay. I love
Scratch Pisces. Scratch identity.
But you know, like we've said before, we haven't covered houses, so we won't be diving into that till we go into houses. Take a peek at your chart and see where Saturn lives. Some shit might add up. That's also, there's Saturn returns.
Oof.
Which we're going to do an episode on.
Oh, cool.
I'm currently in mine.
That's going to be intense.
Stephanie went through hers. Bitch, you're next after me.
Don't even get me started. I might disappear.
Now, for those of you that don't know, a Saturn return is an astrological rite of passage. Saturn, as we've said before, it takes 29 and a half years to move back to the exact place that you were born. So this usually happens from like 27 to like 30, 31, depending on like your shit. And it's almost like when you blow out your candles on your 30th birthday, you feel like a difference. Yeah, that's your fucking Saturn return. And we also have a few during our lifetime, like I think around your 50s. And, you know, universe willing, if you live into your like later years, then you have a third. So basically, this is a moment where you have a fucking wake up call and you put on your adult pants. It's basically your astrological like quinceañera, but you're an adult.
And it slaps
it's
hard.
It's like, you're not 15, you're 30.
It's the universe is like, bam, get it together.
Like, your shit just shakes the fuck up. It shakes your whole world, but it's like, you need to get rid of this, 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 and bring this, this, this. But like I said, we'll have an ep about that. Nikita's crying because she's going into hers soon. Bitch, I'm in mine now. I got 2.5 years left. I'm scared.
I'm about to be 27. Like,
new baby.
I just hit mine. I'm 29. Mine just started February 2021. And I'm like,
you got this.
Or March. It was one of the, when Saturn went to Aquarius, I was like, oh God.
Then chest pains.
You know, but I've been thriving because I've been getting my shit. I've been like, work, 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 you know, my shit. But I'm also like, hello, yibidi-ba-di-ba-do. What's going on? Am I an adult? My kid? I don't know. So like I said, you know, that's why 30 hits different. Saturn return vibes, baby. And if you have a long life, like I said, you will have three. The first one, 27 to 33. The second is around 58, and the third will be around 87 to 90-something. Mm. Saturn likes to shake shit up by being an interparental figure, but for oneself. So it's like your inner parent.
Let me tell you, as someone who went through their Saturn return already, listen to the universe. Pay attention to all the fucking signs the universe throws at you. Because if you don't, it's going to slap you the fuck up.
Nikita's making a crying face. Bitch, I'm in my Saturn return. How do you think I feel? You got time.
Yeah, but my Saturn's in Pisces.
Mine's in Aquarius. I'm an asshole. I'm an alien. Shut up.
I'm a booty fucking shithead. Like, come on.
And I'm an idiot.
But I'm intuitive, though.
I'm a creative alien.
Like, I'm a daddy.
Yeah, so hers was probably the easiest because it was in the fucking sign. She's like, let me tell you. We're like...
her Saturn return was just putting on a strap on. Yours, I don't even know what you're
I don't even know.
Doing.
Check back in 2.5 years.
I'll see you in Mars. And then for me, I'm just going to be fucking drowning in my own tears. Get the fuck out of here.
Nikki's going to be like, I want you to stay. Rihanna Pisces, by the way. But, you know, we'll go into an episode all about Saturn return, what this means, blah, blah. But we just want to give you a little touch up on all the signs in Saturn. Let us know if this resonated. Let us not.
Let us know.
Let us know. It's Taurus season. Get the snacks, you know.
Moving on to the best port of the port.
Take it away. And hoes.
Yeah. And hoes.
And boy, do you guys deliver with the answers, yo. Like, mm-hmm. Every week is just hysterics.
Love. First question was, outdoor sex, how do you feel about it and what's your sign?
We had a Scorpio say, did it, loved it. Felt crazy to spread your cheeks and know the moon is looking at your butthole. Hello?
What?
Boom, moon.
When you moon the moon, I'm done.
I love that. Fleshy titty in the ass and a moon, so Lord. I know it's real.
Then we had an Aquarius say, outdoor sex is the tits, always about it.
We had a Gemini say, down and done it.
We had a Pisces say, I once got a tick from having sex outside. Love it, though.
She's like, I almost got Lyme disease. Worth it.
Honestly, once I got poison ivy, so worth it. On my ass. Worth it.
I was just going to say, on the cheeks?
On the cheeks. We had an Aries say, so fucking for it.
Oh, yeah.
How do you guys feel about it?
I'm with it.
I'm with the shits.
You with the shits?
Anywhere, anytime.
Take me to the woods.
Please, follow me. I'm down.
Next up, we asked you guys, have you ever let anyone watch you get down, and what's your sign?
We had a Pisces say, She had two things to say. She said, I once let this guy watch as I made his girlfriend come. Oh, my God.
Okay, I see you.
Okay, Pisces.
She a wild one.
That's a Sag Moon Pisces. We love her.
And then she said, one time I fucked a guy whilst my best friend and her boyfriend were sleeping in the same bed. Oh,
I love that.
Oh, my God. Wait, I have a story. So my cousin, she's a Libra, and she had a friend. I don't know. They had like gone on like a friend's trip, but like there was like one bed. So they were all on this bed and they all fell asleep, and she wakes up to her friend riding her man's next to her. And the man that my cousin was seeing, like, they both woke up, and she had to, the guy had to cover my cousin's mouth because she was about to scream, because she was like, oh my God. And they literally
like hid as they let them finish.
Yeah, because he was like, shut up. And she was like, ooh, like she about to scream.
She was like, I don't want to be here.
Because she's like not the type, like, first of all, no. That's crazy. And she's her friend is just casually riding a man's next to
the... What was her friend's sign?
I don't know. But I don't know.
I would sit back and watch.
Steph would be like, give me the popcorn, give me the Cracker Barrel.
Like, y'all need help over there?
She'd be like,
oh. Y'all need a third? I'm on my way.
You need an extra?
It's Stephanie. I'm here to fuck.
You need another?
I fucking can't.
You want to cross this?
I'm on my way with my pussy. And my toys.
An extra.
I should get a shirt that says you need an extra.
You need an extra?
Merch idea. Oh, we had a Gemini say, I sent a snap of my guy going down on me to a girl that wanted to fuck us.
Okay.
Binky, binky, all right. Binky,
binky, binky, binky. The next question that we have was, would you let someone watch you get naughty? And what are your thoughts? We had a Pisces, the same Pisces, by the way, from the last week. Go, I'm a shy bitch. Girl, no, you're not. But my Sag Moon pulls through on these
things. That's right. That Sag Moon's
it.
Like, I'm here to fuck.
Yep.
That's it.
We had a Taurus Sun say, hell yeah, why the fuck not? Mm. What about you guys?
I feel like if I did that, it'd just become a threesome or something. Like,
I don't know. Like, exactly. Like, I don't know if I could just have someone sit there and, like, be a cuckold or some shit. And, like,
a voyeur. Like,
a voyeur, cuckold, watch. Like, all right.
I'm like, no,
get in.
You
like the view.
Get in, bitch.
Exactly. Join.
Get in the way. Let's go. What about you? Steph's like, all the above.
Watch all you want.
She says, I've watched, I've been
watched. She's
like,
when I've exhausted them, I'll tap you in. It's like WWE.
Ding, ding, ding.
Next.
Next up, we ask, would you want to watch someone get naughty? And what's your sign?
Ew.
Again,
the Pisces is so with the shits. I love her.
I used to date a couple and watch them fuck. It was really fun. It was like porn made for me.
Personal porn. It's like a personal pizza. It's a personal
I
porn.
I fucking love it.
Can we just like FaceTime this chick and like just like be her best friend?
I love her. We had a Gemini say, yes, I'd watch.
And then we had a Tossa say, love to watch and love to join.
You know that bitch is squeezing her way in.
What did I just say?
You know that bitch is squeezing her. She's like, oh, you need a fluffer? I gotcha.
She'll watch for a couple minutes.
And then all of a sudden, she's in the mix. She's sitting
all of a sudden,
on her
you
face.
Guys, you blink your eyes and she's there in the middle. Like,
cheeks in your face. You're like, oh. Blah, blah, blah. What about you guys?
I'm sorry, I have to read the question again.
I don't know if I could watch. I'd probably jump in. I'd be like,
yeah,
I can't.
I'd be like,
I'm getting horny.
I'd be the same thing. Y'all blink, I'm in the middle.
Yeah, all of a sudden, my ass is in your face and you don't know what happened.
I'm not mad at that.
Double me, sorry. The next question we asked was, has anyone ever been donkey punched? Guys, I don't know if you know what donkey punched means, because
I honestly did not know what donkey punch means. When you put
Urban
it up,
Dictionary. Basically, donkey punch is when someone's hitting it from the back, and when they're about to come, they punch you in the head.
I'm sorry.
And my thing was, I wanted to know if this has actually ever happened. And my Aquarius friend said, no, but I'm going to ask if he's down. Baby, no. A Taurus said, no, but I want it.
And I know he wouldn't meant.
And then he said, I love getting slapped in the face with a big cock.
I'm dead.
Safe to say Urban Dictionary, guys, but still love the results.
And for our last question we ask, what the fuck do you want to hear from us?
Talk to me nice. We had a Pisces say stelliums, as well as another person who said, I don't know how that plays into sex, but why not? Which we are actually going to have an episode on stelliums, so... just hang tight. We got you. You guys are in a crisis with stelliums. We're on our way. Mm.
We had a Gemini say, come up with sentences to say while we're in a ball gag and have the other host guess.
Well, that could be a bonus step. That's kind of funny.
We should do that.
I think we should write in for them to give us sentences and we'll ball gag it up and be like, Sally sells
Sally sells the cooks and the
do have,
sea
do I have a filter?
Like, like seashores by the ocean. I'm gonna be like, what? Sally sells seashells. I can't even say it
right.
Sally
sells seashells by the seashore.
We're big. Oh, and we have to guess.
Oh, that's right. The gag ball.
I like that.
Let's
I
do
like
that. That.
That's a good one.
You had another person say houses, which we are definitely getting into.
Yeah.
Guys, we have something so special for you playing with houses. We're literally going to dedicate 12 episodes to each fucking house. Like one, two, three, and briefly comb over signs in the house. But we are going to dive so deep into houses after we finish personal planets and outer planets. So buckle your tits up in a belt.
Tits are buckled.
Shake your bobs.
Shaking them right now.
Shake, shake.
Sonora, so for next week's episode, we're going to give you guys a treat. We're actually going to be diving right into moon phases. We've been asked this question a lot. This was a red hello. This was a request from someone, and this is something that we wanted to do for a while. So we're literally just going to go over each moon phase, what they represent, certain things to do during them, basically some keywords, and like a bit of insight about the energy of each moon phase.
I can't wait for that.
And then, of course, poles and holes.
Poles and holes.
Slow motion. Oh my god, that's a Taurus season mood and a vibe. Don't play with my pussy. Don't play with my emotions.
Nasty.
And give me money.
Give me money.
And food.
Give me money. Give me popsicle. But, you know, we hope you guys enjoyed another episode of The Astrologers, and we can't wait to see you next week. Bye, fuckers.
Bye.
Fuckers.
See you next week.
Suck a dick, suck a wop.
Mm.
Bye. She's like,